Welcome to episode 25 of the Animal Addicts podcast. We apologize for the sound quality, which we will go into further detail in the episode, and of course for the delay in getting this posted. What a week. Anyway, today's animal of the week is so cute. We also discuss two of our favorites, which happen to be places you can visit, and once again struggle with our challenge. So without further ado, let's jump into episode 25 of the Animal Addicts podcast. Hello and welcome to the 25th episode of the Animal Addicts podcast. Today we're going to talk about a whole new shadoop-da-doops of animals because we're continuing to make up words this month.
And you went with shadoop-a-doops?
Mm-hmm, because I literally realized I was supposed to do that as I was saying the sentence. And that's what came to my head. Just fair warning, listeners.
We're a hot mess.
Casey and I have had a rough day today. It's funny, when one tiny little cable, not even really a cable, it's a little cord, screws up the entire recording process and makes it so you cannot record with our usual equipment. And a Christmas present I got was a fancy new thing because we're trying to upgrade our recording, but obviously there's still a learning curve on using that to get decent sound, and I had it with me. However, it did not work, so we had spent, like, more than an hour.
Yeah, too long in translation.
Trying to figure out a solution. And our solution now is GarageBand. Good thing I brought my Mac.
Yeah.
That would have sucked if I didn't, because we also tried using the onboard mic on my usual computer, and that also was terrible. But yay, GarageBand for the win. So sorry, this sound is going to be a little less than amazing.
Subpar.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll get to actually upgrade to the nicer system once I figure out the issues with it, because there were many. So anyway, we're a little right now. So apologize for the sound issues. Hopefully that will be fixed. Telling you right now, it won't be fixed for next week. But hopefully, I guess in February, we'll get it fixed. So I know, right? This is not wood, I don't think. I don't think closest? Anything in here is wood. This is paper.
Cardboard's close.
Anyway, barring that loveliness, what have you been up to, Casey, since last I saw you?
Many moons ago, I went up to Idlewild.
I love Idlewild.
Yes. Went with my family, spend some time in the snow and go around the town, which was nice. It wasn't too crazy, thankfully. And on my way back, I saw a Roadrunner.
Was it a greater Roadrunner?
I don't know.
Okay. They're my favorite, though.
Yes, they are.
I just like Roadrunners. I also just love Idlewild. We used to have a family cabin up there that we'd go vacation in, so
we used to always go up to, we're members of this one campground. We always go up to get a cabin there for like a week.
Nice.
Yep.
That's cool. So they have cabins in the campground?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. I remember one time with Girl Scouts, we wound up camping, like, down a little bit lower in Idlewild.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents literally dropped me off, and I think a couple of my friends, because we just carpooled, and then they went up to the cabin and invited their parents to go up to the cabin with them while we all camped. Yeah, but I love Idlewild. It's so nice. I did a trip last year. Fateful trip. Not really friends with those people anymore, but, you know, it's fine. But it's a very nice place. So if you haven't gone to Idlewild, I recommend it. It's very nice. Although the shops aren't as good as they used to be. I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
This was pretty good.
One restaurant is now gone.
Well, there are quite a few restaurants there. Which one?
Joanne's, I think it was called.
What kind of food did they have?
A lot of different food.
Oh, okay. I don't think I'd been to that one. We would go to the cafe a lot for breakfast. That's a little bit further down. After leaving town. Anyway, people who are not from around here have no idea what we're talking about. But it's very nice. It's a mountainy, it's a mountain is what it is. And that's when I went to the Living Desert. Because we went down the backside of Idlewild into Palm Desert. But it's a mountain that's like an hour and a half out of not San Diego proper, but like North County.
Yeah.
It's about an hour and a half out of North County. And it's a really nice little mountain. You can go and play in the snows, and they have good hiking up there, and they have this really big rock that you can technically rock climbing on. I think you can rock climb on Lily Rock.
Also, I believe so.
When I went with my not so much friends anymore, it's so funny because we rented a cabin, and it's actually a really nice way to do it. And they have this little, there was such a great rental. They even had like movies and games and stuff you could play in the house too. And they had this little folder of like things to do. And they show different hiking things because we wanted to go hiking. And they were like, oh, this is an easy hike. So I didn't even wear actual hiking gear. I was like, oh, it's really easy. I'm just going to wear jeans and stuff. It's an easy hike if you're used to high altitude. If you are not used to high altitude, it was not an easy hike. Anywho, but yeah, that's nice. So yay playing in the snow. Did you make a snowman?
No.
Did you make a snow angel?
No.
Did you go sledding?
No.
Casey, what did you even do?
We walked through the snow. I threw snowballs.
At who?
My sisters and my parents.
Okay.
My brother stayed home.
Poor brother.
He doesn't go out. He stays home and watch TV.
Okay.
Or he might have been working. No, I think he stayed home.
Oh my gosh, but it's so, did you only go up for the day then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Okay. That makes sense because that is a long drive to just go play in the snow. But yeah. We gotta go, man, we used to go sledding up there all the time. It was so much fun. Oh, so many, and our dogs would always have so much fun up there. It was so great. Mm-hmm. That reminds me though, I'm gonna have to share a video of Duke when I was playing with Duke, my parents' dog, in the snow. Because he wants to play ball no matter what. It doesn't matter if it's snowing. He was so funny. I have to share that.
I remember that video.
Yes, I showed you, and I didn't actually post it anywhere. Yeah. I need to do that. That's what happens when you're busy. Okay, well, that's fun. Idlewild's definitely nice. I, Casey, got my first round of my COVID vaccine.
Good for you.
Wow. Animosity.
Yep.
Because I work in medical. So, so it was very efficient, and I had heard from one of my coworkers that they didn't even feel the needle go in, which I don't have issues with needles, but usually you feel them go in at least, right? She was correct. Literally did not feel the needle go in. And there are side effects. Most people have had soreness, and it took a couple hours for soreness to set in for me, and then it was around the injection site and a little bit down my arm. And I sleep on my side, so I wasn't able to sleep on my left side then for a couple days, so that was annoying. But if you were just, like, existing, it didn't really hurt. And I had minor swelling, too, but nothing too big. Everyone I know who's gotten it has basically just had that. I had one coworker just say she has a headache from it. And there was one woman in our group when we got our vaccines the day I went, and she got an elevated heart rate. So they took her to urgent care to be careful, but she was, like, conscious and embarrassed, so you should be fine, everybody. So it's coming, and the vaccine itself is not bad. It's not too bad, and then I get my next one. I think that'll be early February, I think. I really need to sign up for that. I should get on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. So yay! COVID vaccines, woo! Oh, also, the best part? The sparkliest Band-Aid I've ever had in my life. Oh my gosh. It was so great. The Band-Aid was like this, like, trying to, like, I feel like they had bracelets back in the day that were like this, but it was like silvery and like so sparkly. And I was just like, what? I hope I get this next time. It's the best Band-Aid. And everyone else I talked to, because they didn't go to the same location I went to, they're like, I just got a normal Band-Aid. I'm like, sucks to be you. I got a sparkly.
I don't remember getting Band-Aids after I get a vaccine.
You get Band-Aids all the time after you get any kind of shot, usually. That or they do the wrap.
Oh, it might have been the wrap. That's what I think.
Actually, I just pushed on it and it hurt a little bit when I pushed on it. But anyway, yeah, you usually get a Band-Aid unless you get that gauze wrap thing.
Yeah.
I definitely forgot about that one time after I think I had gotten some sort of blood test. And I had a long sleeve on, and I just forgot. I'm like, what is on my arm?
Oh, my gosh.
I pulled off. I'm like, oh, well, hopefully that stopped bleeding by now. Otherwise, that's going to be a mess. Anywho, yay, medical things. Also, though, I wanted to check up because we had mentioned last week, we were talking about horses and measuring. And I said enhance.
And how it don't make sense.
It does. But anyway.
No, I don't.
Proper grammar. This is not a song.
It don't make sense here.
I don't even know what accent that was supposed to be.
It's not. It's my simpleton accent. That's simpleton, Casey.
Simpleton. I was correct, everyone. Hands is a measurement. And it is 4 inches, and it's supposed to be the breadth of your palm without the thumb, apparently. And I forget what they said. I was checking it and they were saying it was an ancient increment or whatever of measurement. And so
other words, outdated.
So if a horse, people like to be traditional. If a horse is 16 hands, that means that it is 16 times 4 inches.
Yeah, that's useful math.
Yep. To the withers, not to the head. The withers is the shoulder. If you don't know what the withers on a horse are, it's basically the shoulder. There's a little, like, kind of a little hump as it goes up toward their neck. And that's the withers. So I looked into that. And also, on the last episode, Casey, you brought up the crazy situation with, I think, a king cobra. And we said we'd say that this episode. So
yeah, I got forgot. So one time... me and my friends decided to go to the zoo, and the plan was like, hey, we're all going to go to the zoo, get drunk, and watch the monkeys.
That is such a weird thing to set out to do, to go to the zoo to get drunk. Now, Disney drunk? Fun. But you can't get too drunk. But, like, also, bad news from Disney, which has nothing to do with the podcast, but do continue.
Yeah. So, anyway, and I basically got my first margarita when I got there.
Immediately.
Basically, and I did not eat much, so I was kind of loopy real quick. And we went through the reptile house, and we came across the king cobras, and I ran over, and he said, guys, this is my favorite venomous lizard. And my friend was like, Casey, say that again. What are we looking at here?
It's snake.
Yep.
It's snake, and he drunkenly claimed to go look at his favorite venomous lizard, of which there are not many. Anyway.
There's probably more than we think.
Okay, but there's nowhere near as many as venomous snakes.
True.
Anyway. Casey, we need to get drunk and go to the zoo. Well, I guess go to the zoo and drink.
Yeah.
But it's also like $14 for a watered-down margarita.
And it's close.
There's that, too. We can't really do this until after COVID.
That's why you go on an empty stomach.
Oh, my gosh, no.
We still need to get you drunk and read a scientific paper.
We do. The problem is until we can do stuff. Well, hey, if we have to do GarageBand, it'd be fine because we can do it wherever, but we can't get drunk and go to record, and then I have to drive.
You'd have to
drive me. I mean, we shouldn't. We should be responsible adults. Anywho's, but yeah, so Casey was crazy. I'm just very disappointed. I have to say, even though it has nothing to do with the podcast, but it made me think of it. Bad news from Disney. They're canceling memberships, pass holders.
Really?
Yeah. I will no longer have my annual pass.
It's bullshit.
And it sucks because I was grandfathered in to a good deal, and I'm sure they won't do that when they kick up. They say they're going to do it again eventually, but because they're worried about the COVID like restrictions, that annual pass holders will overwhelm them. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm not giving Disney money.
Jeez.
I'll go maybe once in a year. I'm not going to pay for one day and only be able to do stuff in one day. Like,
yeah. All my passes have been extended.
They have been, and we haven't been paying for it while they're closed. And apparently we're supposed to get paid when our pass would have expired. So, oh, dang. Mine would have been almost a whole year of getting reimbursed for that. But anyway, yeah, so passes, they're doing away with them. And I'm very upset about it because I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going to Disney now. Except for maybe once a year.
Yeah.
So that's very upsetting.
So, like, no more passes at all now?
No annual passes to Disney. Completely killing the program.
Ha! What the?
Yeah. We'll see how well that works.
Man.
I think it's because they're worried about, because obviously there's going to be restrictions when they are allowed to reopen. Mm-hmm. So I think they're worried that annual pass holders would max capacity too fast. So they want to be able to get people who are coming in once, you know, which kind of makes sense because I'm sure there are a lot of people,
They doing this to Disney World too or just Disney?
It might just be Disneyland because they've been restricted for so long.
Yeah.
Because Disney World's been open this whole time,
mm-hmm.
which I think is sketch, yeah. but it's Florida.
Everything's open in Florida. Yeah. One of my friends was telling me that the other day.
Yeah, I guess in that case, trip to Florida and go to Disney World for like a week.
No, sorry to anyone from Florida, but y'all are crazy.
I mean, Florida's pretty crazy. Yeah. Florida just has crazy policies. That's what it comes down to.
No, the people are crazy, too.
I mean, that's true.
They're like, crazy stupid. I have friends here and that live down there.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we're all stupid.
Okay. Sorry, anyone from Florida. We don't think you're all stupid, but Florida does have a reputation for being not the brightest.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, so I was very upset about that. And that's, like, my identity is, like, lost now. Because I'm like, I was so excited to get new pins and other things. I'm like,
oh, I could only imagine if that happened to, like, the zoo and my mom.
They won't do that. But, yeah. But yeah, so I was really upset. So eventually they're going to kick it back up. But then I'm going to get screwed because I was grandfathered into this good deal.
Yeah.
So now it's going to cost me so much more. And I'm like, well, we'll see if I rejoin because I probably won't be able to afford to anymore. So I hope I have people who work there. But I don't know, since they're limiting the annual pass holders, I don't know if they're going to let people sign people in either then.
Yeah.
My guess is they would also restrict that. Anyway, that's not what this is about, even though Disney does have to do with animals, because Lion King is the best and so many animal movies are the best. Do we ever say what your favorite Disney animal movie is?
I don't know.
That's not one of our actual picks, but I mean, my answer is very clear. But you didn't have a favorite as a child? Just one you watched a lot as a child?
Maybe Lion King? Probably Lion King.
That's so depressing. That's right, because Lion King was when you were like, barely came into this world.
Yes.
And I was 8.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Also, while I was home, I found some pictures of my 8th birthday at the animal park, which was Lion King themed because that was the year Lion King came out. Best ever. Also, I'd have to get permission from people to post those pictures, and I'm not even in contact with most of them. But the clothing is amazing, and some of the expressions are hilarious. Mm. Anyway, but moving on. So, Casey, speaking of the animal park,
yes,
Casey has something to say that involves the animal park.
Yes. The gorillas got COVID at the safari park.
They did. It's very, very sad.
Yeah. So far, reports right now from the keepers are saying they're all doing well. They're not showing serious symptoms, so they're still monitoring and see how they're doing.
I think they just have like cold-like symptoms right now, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
And they think that an asymptomatic keeper passed it to them.
Yes.
Even though they were using protective measures. But I can tell you, since I got it, we were using protective measures and it's really, really contagious. So yeah, it's very unfortunate that the gorillas got it. And we already know that those things that we reported on one time.
The things?
Yeah. That they're cute and fluffy.
Yeah.
And they're made into coats. Minx. Minx. Yes. That's what they are. That minx get them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're worried about the ferrets getting
them. Was it minx?
Yeah, because it was a ferret article, but they're related to minks, and it was going through the mink fur farms.
But the ferrets got the,
or was they it? Got the vaccine.
Yeah.
The minks were getting COVID.
Yeah, that I remember.
So minks are getting COVID, and ferrets probably are, and gorillas are. That's so sad. Just be responsible, people. Be responsible.
Anyway. You know, I took a course in disease dynamics it's technically an ecology course, but part of it was the disease dynamics. And one of the things that we did, we got to run simulations of diseases with different, like, infectious coefficients, incubation times for how long they're contagious, severity of cases. It was fun. And it's like, I could learn how to make the ultimate plague.
Don't do that. It's bad.
Yeah.
Well, set it off in America because half of the country won't.
Well, that's the thing. If we were actually doing everything right, it would have been done a long time ago.
I know.
Ago.
We would have been past.
Because I was like, what if I tweak some things to try to match up? And it's like, if you do things right, it doesn't last that long.
Yeah, we can't even. Can't even get into it. It's so upsetting. Anyway, but speaking of irresponsible people who don't get things done, it's been a while since we've done a pet peeve, Casey.
Yes.
And I'm definitely in the mood for a pet peeve after our start to today.
Yes, you are.
And wow, he makes it sound like I'm this terrible person. Like he's not also horribly annoyed.
Well, I am infinitely times more horrible.
Oh, okay, great. So this is abnormal for me to be angry. Anyway, whatever.
Yes. You bring me down, I think.
No.
Is that?
I bring you up.
No, you want to bring me down so I don't cause destruction of the human race.
Oh, okay, I want to bring you down to earth. I don't know. We're lost anyway. We may as well have been drunk for this episode. We should have just started drinking when all of this went to hell. Anyway, But, so my pet peeve today, it kind of touches, I think, a little bit on stuff we've talked about before. Probably not that much. But this is definitely one of the ways Casey and I first bonded, though. 100% we would bitch about this shit together. Mm-hmm. And that is shitty parents when it comes to pets. What I mean by that. Classic example. They want to get fish so their kids can be entertained by fish. So we get to explain to them. Now, there are ways around this rule, but the general rule is that you want to have a gallon of water per inch of fully grown fish. So if you get, let's say, like a tetra that's only going to be like 1.5 inches, then you need 1.5 gallons of water for that fish.
Now, but don't even follow that rule.
Yeah, it's still not even that accurate. And there's things to do to get around it. And then, of course, some fish are schooling fish. You also wouldn't get one tetra because they would not do well. But point being, so let's say you are looking at fish that, and you're going to get, you know, like four mollies or something, right? So we would tell them this general rule, and I'm not kidding you. They'd be so upset. And it also, this is the real pet peeve, actually. This is the real one. Packaging on aquariums. Oh my God. They should be able to be sued, I feel like. Yeah. I think it should be a lawsuit. Because they always advertise it on the packaging as making it look like you can fit way more fish in a tank than you can. So they'll have, what are you so fascinated by right now?
I finally see the picture of your article.
Don't look at the article. but stop looking at it. We're talking about something else.
I'm looking at the mic.
Oh, okay.
Emoticon
thingy.
Anyway,
he doesn't usually get to see this. Doesn't that actually look like the mic we usually use?
Yes. So distracted. Oh, I miss you.
I know. It's more work for me in the aftermath, but like to start, it's so much nicer. Anyway, but yeah, so, but the packages will show way more fish that you can put in a tank. And sometimes they show fish that aren't even really compatible.
They'll show the like these big old Oscars with fish they will gobble up.
100% eat. So,
and secondly, it's too small for an Oscar.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. So a parent will buy like, what, a 5 gallon tank maybe, if they even get one that big. And they want to put all kinds of fish in it. And then I'll explain to them, okay, so you want an inch of, or a gallon of water per inch of full grown fish, not the size you're buying it at. Another big problem, Plecostomus. People see them as little 3 inchers and they're like, oh, I'll just get this. I'm like, no, that's going to be a ginormous fish. It's going to be at least 24 inches. So you need a giant tank for that, unless you already have a plan to upgrade it later, give it to somebody or whatever. But don't come back to us, which happens all of the time.
Even them having a plan, I hate, because they never have a plan to
and then they come back to us, and then it's like, well, I'm just going to kill this fish if you don't take it. And it's like, responsibility. You shouldn't have children. Get neutered. Ugh, so frustrating.
That's just a rule for everyone.
It is, but it's definitely, it seems to be more parents, because they just want to get something cute for their kid. Mm. So anyway, I'll have people complain, and they'll be like, well, I just want to get something cute for my, I just want some cute fish for my kid to look at, after I've explained the rule to them. And that's usually how it will go. So they'll come like, I want this fish and this fish. And I'm like, okay, well, those fish don't go well together. They're schooling fish, and you need to have minimally 3, but hopefully 6 of a type together. And like, and then I tell them the breakdown of the math. I'm like, okay, well, can I get this? And I'm like, okay, the sign says how big these fish get. Do you just need assistance with the math? Is that what it is, Mike? So this is a 5 gallon tank. Yeah. So you can get, even putting 5 tetras in that is really too small. But like, if you do special things, you might get away with that. So it's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And then they'll get frustrated and they're like, I just want something cute for my kids to look at. And I think I stopped myself. I don't think I actually said it. I definitely said it in my head. I'm like, do you want your kids to look at dead fish? Because that's what they're going to be looking at, are dead fish. And it's so frustrating to me because it's like, stop. That's not how it works. And also, like, these are living little animals. Mm-hmm. And it's already sad if you accidentally kill them. Mm-hmm. But if you're just not even going to try, you don't get to take a little living thing, this poor little fish, because you're just an asshole. And there's so many parents like that. And same thing go for the hamsters.
Yeah.
And everything. And then I'll get people complain because they have to get a medication for a hamster or a fish or whatever. I'm like, this is more expensive than the fish. I'm like, yes, but it's a fucking living thing. Like, technically medication for your child is more expensive than having your child. Well, not by America.
Is it? Not in America.
Not in America, because...
Not in America.
Our healthcare is shit. But if you did a home...
You have to pay to hold your baby.
Yeah, but if... all the things.
Have you seen, like, the interviews, like, people over in the UK and other
when
countries?
When they're shocked?
Yes, it's like,
You have to pay for that?
You have to pay for everything. Also rabbit trail, but there was, I saw a post of someone who's, I think it was their aunt. It was a post on like Facebook, and it's like medical Karens, but it's like a good, this is the only time that Karens is acceptable. So they were so pissed because, I forget what happened, I think they got like a vaccine or something for the kid, and they had a bandage on, so they asked for an itemized receipt and an itemized bill, and they charged like $25 for a Band-Aid. So they constantly called them every day and like, oh, that's what it was. No, it was a surgery, and they're like, I want the scalpel they used, because it was like $250 or something. And they're like, well, we can send you a scalpel. Like, no, I want the scalpel that was used in my surgery. Because it was using this, and they're like, well, we don't have that. I'm like, so you don't actually track your instruments and your medical things that are happening and all these things? And they went off, and then they finally just forgave this person's bill because they got so tired of it. Gosh. But then one woman had, like, a Band-Aid they were charged, like, $25 for. So she went to, like, Rite Aid and got some Band-Aids, like, give me back my $25. Here you are, reimbursed for your Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Anyway, like, the American medical system. I've used some of those tools in labs before, and it's like, I know how much this actually costs. This is...
No, and how much we, yeah, it's the American medical system is a ridiculous joke. Anyway, but going back to the parents, really annoying, and they'll complain that, you know, that they're spending $14 on a $3 fish. And I'm like, well, then maybe don't have pets. How about that? And also maybe don't have kids. Also don't have children.
Yeah, just don't have kids.
Yeah, if you can't handle
pets like this. We already have enough damn people already.
If you can't handle pets like this, you should not have children. Mm-hmm. I feel like, for multiple reasons, I feel like vasectomy should be required.
Yes.
From birth, because then...
Then you have to fill out an application in order to breed.
Yeah, you have to actually show that you are capable and responsible enough, and that way you won't have any unwanted pregnancies, which will help get rid of abortion that so many people are angry about. Mm-hmm. And then also it would help, you know, show that you have to actually be responsible enough to have children, because most people are terrible.
Yep.
And they'll let their children bang on the fish tanks, bang on the hamsters. No, that
wasn't the worst. I had a parent come in. They were just la-di-da-di-da, let their kid do whatever they wanted. This little child started climbing the fish tanks.
Oh, my God.
The mother did nothing.
No, of course they don't. They don't. I had one manager at one place who I didn't really like that much, but I applauded her for actually saying this. And there was a child climbing. I don't know if they were climbing, but they were banging on the fish tanks and being ridiculous. And the parents were doing nothing. And she was like, oh, sweetie, don't do that. I don't think your parents want to pay for all these fish tanks. And then the parents did something. But anyway, it is so frustrating. And then I had one time where kids were banging on the thing, and I was like, please don't do that. And then the mom left in a huff. She was like, ugh. And I'm like, well, maybe control your freaking children. Yeah. And they'll take, like, the ornaments. They'll take the fish ornaments and crash them into each other, and the parents don't do anything. I'm like, look, if your kid is reaching for an ornament and actually knocks one down, that's different. Mm-hmm. But if they are playing with shit and you're not doing anything, you get to pay now $100 probably for the, like, four ornaments your child just broke. Anyway, people suck.
Yes, they do. So very much.
It's very frustrating. Anyway, so that is my pet peeve, and I'm in an extra mood for it today because of how our day started.
I was going to say something. I forgot it now.
I'm so sorry. But yes, parents, I mean, and also anyone who's been out in public in general. And
I remember. I also remember the parents would tap the fish tanks too. Stop. But I always loved when I caught them because, like, I have a loud voice.
Yeah.
When I want to.
When you want to.
And so I would yell, please do not tap the fish tanks. First off, it startles them.
Yes.
Secondly, they get embarrassed when other people are around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, it's just extremely frustrating. And I mean, luckily I don't have to work in that situation anymore. Whoop, whoop. Thank goodness. But now that means I'm free to say something if I'm in a store. Yeah.
I also remember, like, we could deny people selling people's pets and stuff. It's like, I took full advantage of being able to do that.
Yeah.
And I know, one of my coworkers pointed out, I was like, hey, Casey, check out this Yelp review. Who do you think this is about? And I was like, me!
I used to also write on the bags, no guarantee.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
All of the time. Because the company we worked for, we guarantee fish, so 14 days. You had to bring back, and then they get mad they had to bring back the body. I'm like, well, you could just say that all of your fish died. You bring back the body and we give you your money back. But when they were knowingly doing it, I'm like, this fish is good. Which, first of all, I wish we could have just said, no, we won't sell them to you. And I was really mad at the company that they didn't let us do that.
I got, they told me I could.
Oh, that's nice. You must have had a good manager at the time. Mm-hmm. But, so yeah, I would literally write no guarantee of it. And I would like sit there and be like, no, and they get so huffy and I'm like, no, you completely ignored everything we had to say about it. So you don't get your money back. And then sometimes if you do that, then they wouldn't want to get the fish. I'm like, oh, now that you're not going to get your money back, fine. Cause that's all you care about. You don't actually care about this poor little fish. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we also had an issue too, which isn't parents, but we had one DM that I did not like.
Who?
Actually, we can say people's names. They don't even work there anymore. God, what was his name? I hated him.
Oh, Dan.
Dan, yes.
Oh, yeah. He always called me the wrong name.
He literally could never remember who I was. And every time he did see me and knew who I was, like, or didn't know who I was, but knew that I was a manager at that time, he was, like, always annoyed with me, mm-hmm. I feel like. And then one time I was at the register, and he was like, oh my gosh, you're so good with everyone. I'm like, you have literally spoken to me. Like, oh well, I'm not some new random person, but I will take your stupid card, thank you, to get a free snack. But anyway, but hey, I remember, do you remember, you were still there then, goldfish are dumb, and they jump out of the tanks.
I don't remember much with goldfish.
I think it was more koi than goldfish.
I don't even remember.
It was somebody on top.
I remember our Bala sharks would do it all the time.
They would do it, and I think Oscars and did too.
I don't remember Oscars, but other cichlids would.
But, oh, it may have just been the cichlids. But anyway, but it was definitely goldfish, mm-hmm. and we had those lids you could put on top.
That no one ever put back on.
They never put back on, but that would prevent them from jumping out of the freaking tank. Mm-hmm. And he got mad that we had them on. I was like, no, those can't be on there because it interferes with the light. And I'm like, okay, A, you're an asshole because that's a fish that's dying. Mm-hmm. I mean, due to its own stupidity, but still, that's a fish that's dying that is preventable. Mm-hmm. And also, if we think about it in, oh, well, it doesn't look as pretty for people to buy it. Well, how about the, like, $20 of fish mm-hmm. you just lost, if that's mm-hmm. all you care about? Anyway, frustrations of working in the animal retail
industry
field that neither of us work in anymore. Thank mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get on to our actual things that we like, Casey. What a mess.
Yes.
Oh, are you gonna say it? Am I saying it?
I think I'm assuming from that silence I'm supposed to say it.
Yeah, yes.
Oh yeah, it was my
pick. It was your choice. Oh my God.
Yes, so I decided based on Allie's future pick that I will do the opposite. So I decided to go with our favorite AZA accredited aquariums.
Woohoo! I didn't actually check that mine is, but I assume it is.
It is.
Okay, great.
I know a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so the one I picked, I've never been to, but I plan to one day eventually, is the Georgia Aquarium.
Mm-hmm. Which they are featured on Animal Planet.
Yes, they are. That I can't remember cool. if they got renewed for another season. But anyway. Who knows,
especially with COVID, but.
Yeah. But yeah, two main reasons. Actually, several reasons, but two big ones. Mm-hmm. Emphasis on big. Because mm-hmm. they have a new shark hall that they just opened. And it has a bunch of sharks there, obviously. And they are, I believe, the only facility in the United States that has tiger sharks.
How do they fit a tiger shark in that facility? How big is this facility?
The tiger shark's not even their biggest shark.
That seems like they can't have that.
Yes.
I judge this, and I want to go and see if I feel like the shark is in a happy enough life, because that is a giant shark.
The tiger shark, let's see. Oh, that's the cool thing, is like they're desensitizing them right now, but eventually they have this little rig up top where you'll be able to go into a little cage and then go down into the water with the tiger shark.
That's cool.
The other thing is their Ocean Voyager exhibit, which is the largest one in the United States, largest single aquarium in the United States, and it houses now three whale sharks.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yes.
Which is I don't know how they can fit all these things in there. One just died too, didn't they, this year? Yes. So sad.
I believe it was Trixie was her name.
I think something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so sad. Yeah. I do want to go there really bad. I don't feel like I have any other desire to go to Georgia.
There's some places in Georgia that are good. Like Atlanta is where I know some people say is a good place in Georgia.
They do a lot of filming out there, but like
yeah.
also just the humidity.
Oh yeah, that
all of that is just
I have not I don't know. I haven't experienced much humidity in my life.
Oh. I've been to Atlanta when I was little. I was very well traveled when I was little. But I've been to Atlanta.
I have literally traveled to like four states, I think. and I was a little kid, so okay. It hardly counts.
So we need to, for the podcast, make field trips to, like, different natural parks or maybe the Georgia Aquarium. Maybe we can road trip to the Georgia Aquarium. Take a couple days off. Well, that's a long drive. We'd have to fly. I mean, we could drive, but that would take a long time.
You can also pay
time.
For a special tour where you can go use a rebreather. That's not the word. Rebreather to dive down in the tank with the whale sharks.
That really bad.
Yeah. You have to be scuba certified.
Oh, dang it, I'm not.
You can get scuba certified. I can't remember how much it costs, but I need to get scuba certified.
We're in San Diego. It's very easy to do.
Yes, it is.
We should, you know what we should do? We should take a train out there. That would be fun. It wouldn't take as long as driving because you can go the whole night.
Yeah.
And you just get a little sleeper car.
I don't know where to go to a train. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, my God. We were looking into this because now I really want to go. I mean, we'd have to wait until after COVID anyway.
Yeah.
But we're doing this. We're going to take a train out to Georgia. And then we can go to the aquarium and, like, do two other things in Georgia. Tell us if you're in Georgia. What is there to do and see? What's the most important things? Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, great. So Casey's choice is the Georgia Aquarium, which I would also really like to go to.
Yep.
My choice. So my qualifications, I feel like, for most of these things are things we have to actually have experienced. So as I have not experienced the Georgia Aquarium or many other places.
Wake up!
I'm sorry. It was a lot of
get the
effort.
Caffeine IV.
I know. I decided it should be an aquarium I've actually been to. I've been to all of, like, three. So, I decided to go with probably one of the most famous aquariums in California, on the coast, probably.
Yeah,
on the
probably.
Coast, is the Monterey Bay Aquarium. I went to visit a friend in San Francisco, and on the way back down, I was like, oh, I should go, to the Monterey Bay Aquarium on the way down because I didn't want to just drive all the way to San Francisco and not do that and also do Big Sur. So I...
Did you go to the San Francisco Bay Aquarium?
I did not. No.
I think it's just called Aquarium of the Bay.
We also, that trip was a little rough because we had intended to go on a hike one day, but I also, like, did the Golden Gate, like, and at that time she lived in Golden Gate Park and it's beautiful and you walk a little bit down her neighborhood and then you get to, like, this little bay area. Obviously. And you see the bridge and we're like, oh, let's walk closer. And then we decided to cross the bridge and all this stuff. So this is a life lesson, everyone. Even if you think you're just going out for a walk or a hike, bring money. Always bring some money. Because
I'm awful. I never have cash.
So because we were just going on a walk. Like, it wasn't a big deal, right? And we did this. And then we crossed the bridge and then we realized, oh, no, it's going to get dark. She's like, oh, we got to book it. We don't want to be walking in Golden Gate Park at night is not a super safe thing. So we're hauling butt back across. And then it was so funny because we were like, I have no money. We can't get a taxi. Like, we can't get anything because I have no money. Like, unless we can say, hey, when we get to the house, I'll run and get you money. Don't think they're going to go for that. And then it was so funny because we go to one side of the bridge. Like, okay, when we get to the other side of the bridge, we'll get a bus. And I'm like, we still don't have money. It's not going to change on the other side of the bridge. So we are hauling ass walking home. In San Francisco, very hilly.
Yeah.
So over 9 miles of a hike that we did not intend to do. This was supposed to be a relaxed day. And we get back to her house and we were so sore the next day that we, like, it killed our plans anyway. But it's great and it's beautiful. Also, I remember there was a dog at that park. And I remember being like, my goal in life is to be as happy as that dog is. Because he was just rolling on his back like, like having such a good time. And I'm like, I need to be as happy as you are. Anyway, it was a great trip visiting my friend. But on the way home, I stopped by Monterey. And this was back in, like, 2013, so smartphones weren't as, you know, like, GPS and all that wasn't as, not user-friendly, but as easily accessible as it is now. So I had it going, but I hadn't typed in Monterey Bay Aquarium. But when I got into Monterey, you could just find it with signs. You do not need GPS. They have signs everywhere. I was like, yes, I found this with no directions. Anyway, Monterey Bay Aquarium is really awesome. I feel like that's probably the aquarium that they're, I think it is, right? In Finding Nemo or Finding Dory. I think they are. I think it's supposed to be Monterey.
I think it's a made up place.
It is, but I think it's supposed to be based off Monterey. It seems like it is. I could be wrong, but it seems like it is. Anywho's. So it's a really nice aquarium and they have a really cute little, like, otter pool. And also then you just go outside and you just.
Oh yeah, they have two circuits right now.
Yeah. And then they also have, you just go out and just see actual wild ones, too, just chilling out there. So it's really nice. It's really pretty. And, yeah, it's really cool. So my choice is the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
I remember one time I went up near around where Hearst Castle is. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And we went to this one dock, and you could see the sea otters out on the water.
It might be Mono Lake, or Mono, not lake. It's like Mono something up there.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
It starts with an M.
It's in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so Monterey Bay Aquarium and Georgia Aquarium. Mm-hmm. Casey, I'm so like, stoked on the idea of getting in a train and going mm-hmm. somewhere. We need yeah. to do this.
I actually had one friend, or it might have been you. I keep on mixing up you and just one other person, because it sounds like something
you're awesome.
Because it's something you would probably plan to, but okay. it's like this plan to like go up and down California visiting all of the aquariums.
Okay, it was your other friend.
Okay.
I would just like to go up and down California to look at all of our amazing parks and all the yes. gorgeousness, and also aquariums and zoos. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to go to the Alaska, or the, not Alaska, but the Anchorage Zoo when I was up in Alaska. But the flies are so terrible. It's not the flies. I'm sorry. The mosquitoes are so terrible mm-hmm. that I was just like, I would not be able to handle this, because I'd have to go all day while my friend yeah. was at work. And I was like, I can't. It's too much.
I've heard good things about the Anchorage Zoo.
Like, I'd like to see it, but not with the mosquitoes. It was so awful. Anyway.
I'd power through.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
I'm fine with pain.
Also, yes, but disease and itchy. Anywho, enough about that. On to our listener's choice this week for our pick yes. of the week. Let's see if we can do this drum roll a little better. Our drum roll is usually terrible. Maybe yep. if I use a pencil. I'm going to try using things. What are you doing? How dare you? Okay.
I don't know.
I dropped the chapstick.
I needed to put it somewhere. That seemed like
throwing it across the room.
It was a most logical decision.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Our animal of the week is
the spectral tarsier.
The what-y tarsier? The spectral?
Yes. Spectral.
Spectral. Whoa, that sounds so cool.
Yes, I had to choose we only put tarsier, one. So I had to pick.
Okay.
And there's reasons I picked this one, which is kind of nerdy and boring to some people, probably.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, these guys come from the order primates
mm-hmm.
and the family Tarsiidae. The genus Tarsius, and the species name is Tarsius tarsier.
Awesome. Tarsius tarsier.
Yes. And fun fact, this is actually the type species for the genus Tarsius, so it was a specimen of this species that describes the genus.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a part of why I picked this one, yes.
Okay.
Because that's a part of systematics, which I am taking a course in.
Right.
And then the genus Tarsius is the type genus that describes the family Tarsiidae.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why if you look it up, the classification for family is Tarsiidae, because the root is Tarsi. So then it family is Tarsiidae, subfamily is Tarsianae, and then the tribe is Tarsianae.
Okay. There's a lot happening with that.
Yes, that's what I'm learning.
Okay.
Moving on. These guys are endemic to Indonesia, and they primarily live in tropical rainforests, but prefer to live in secondary growth forests.
Secondary growth? So what's yes, that?
That is when there has been a disturbance in the area, and the forest has grown back after...
i.e. a fire.
Yes, like okay. a fire. And they will prefer those kinds of forests. Apparently, there's more resources available in terms of food and water.
Okay.
And so the oldest confirmed individual in the wild was 10 years old, and he only had a little bit of graying in his fur, so it's possible that they can live longer than that.
Okay.
And a closely related species, Tarsius spencanus, is recorded to living up to 17 years in captivity, so they suspect the spectral tarsier can live a similar lifespan.
Okay.
These guys are a very small species of primate. They're only about 102 to 130 grams.
Okay.
It's less than 5 ounces.
Oh, so tiny. Yeah. Aww.
Yeah, they're 9.5 to 14 centimeters long.
That's, wow, smaller than I thought they were.
Yeah.
That's really small. I, listeners, I'm going to, at some point, actually make like, I could just plot a ruler, really. But, like, do I have a ruler on me? No. So we can actually do these, not calculations. What is that called? When you convert? Conversions.
Yeah.
We can do these conversions for you. But mm-hmm. 9, that's really small. That's, yeah. like, 6 inches-ish, not even?
Let's see. Yeah, a little, I think it's about 7.
I'm shocked I don't have a ruler on me. Anyway, do continue. Yep.
They are primarily insectivorous species, and their diet includes a lot of flying insects like moths, locusts, beetles, cicadas, and other species of insects. A little get creepy it. Crawlies.
They need those in... Who was having all the locust issues? Africa and Asia, I think, this year?
I don't know.
Send them.
I'm waiting for them to come to America.
I mean, that's the next part of the plague.
Yeah. So like I said, these guys are a nocturnal species of primate. And so they have a lot of adaptations to survive in the forest at night. One of which is they have really long hands and fingers. And actually, it's among the longest in relation to their body size of any primate.
I think these are really cute.
Yes. And they have large legs in proportion to their body. It's about the twice the length of their head and body.
I wonder if this is the one that's actually in the All Night Long video that I posted. I bet it's probably this or like a bush baby or something.
I believe so.
I'm going to have to look into it. Yeah.
And the tibia and fibula, actually, and these guys are fused together.
Whoa.
Yeah, it acts as a shock absorber for when they're jumping from tree to tree.
Whoa.
And here's the cool part.
Okay.
I find this cool. So they have the largest eyes of any mammal relation to their body size.
They're so cute.
Yes. Their eyes are bigger than their brain.
That is sad,
yeah.
But also adorable.
Yeah, and just put it in perspective, that's tiny little primate.
Yeah.
Their eyes, same as our eyes in size. How do they do that? It gets even crazier.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's so, their eyes are so large, they can't move them.
Oh my gosh.
No.
They just go straight forward all the time?
Yeah, so in order
to... They have to do the superhero move.
Yeah, they have to... rotate their head in order to look around.
That is so funny.
And because of that, they have a very flexible neck and can turn their head 180 degrees.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yep.
Can I do it?
No, you can't.
No, I know, but how far is this? It's more than 90. It's probably like...
I don't think it's even 90. I think humans, it's like
this would be 90. No, it's 45. I'm sorry. I can't do math. So this isn't even 90, you're right. Sorry. So distracted. It's probably like 70. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Yeah. And despite being a more primitive looking primate, they are actually more closely related to monkeys, us, and other great apes, than they are to the lemurs and lorises.
Which is crazy because they look way more like lemurs and lorises.
It's because they belong to the suborder Haplorhine.
Haplorhine?
Yes. It means dry nose primate.
Oh.
Yeah.
And dry noses?
Yes. Okay. And then the lemurs and lorises are in the suborder Strepsirrhini, which are the wet nose.
Strepsirrhini.
Yes. They get the name because they have what's called a rhinarium on their nose, and that is also on your dog and cat's nose.
Which makes it wet?
Makes it a little bit nose when you boop them.
When you boop them.
Yes.
Or when you're trying to sleep and they come and get their wet nose on you in the morning. Yeah, that too. But yeah,
that's one of the reasons why... They are more closely related to us than opposed to the lemurs and lorises.
Okay.
These guys are currently listed as vulnerable by the IUCN Red List.
Mm-hmm.
Their population is currently in decline.
Okay.
Their major threat is habitat loss due to things like logging and mining for minerals. And they actually have a pretty wide geographic range, so there may be what undescribed cryptic species within the population.
What does that mean?
A cryptic species, and this is a definition I learned from class, is a morphologically, in other words, in terms of body shape, similar or identical species, which are unable to interbreed.
Oh.
So they're separate species, even though they look like identical.
That's so weird.
It's not that really. It's just like think of all the different species of flies look so similar together.
But they can't breed.
Nope. And so some populations are probably more threatened than others. So scientists have determined that the species should be reassessed after taxonomic revisions. Because it's possible there's multiple species.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like with your greater glider.
My greater glider?
The article you shared.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a while ago.
I don't even think it was that long ago.
It was like at least 2 months ago.
Oh. And these guys are listed under Appendix 2 by CITES.
Okay, and that's the one that's not quite as strict. Mm-hmm. All right, well, they're adorable. And I'm very happy that our listeners chose this one because that was the one I would have chosen out of the batch, which does not mean that I chose it. however, yes. All right, so that is our little one. Oh, and I forgot to do my segue.
I don't remember what your segue really was. Upsetting.
We know how we talked about aquariums earlier, Casey. Mm-hmm. What did the realtor say to her carp client as they were signing the final paperwork to buy their house? Blup, blup,
blup. I don't know.
Shall we make this official?
See, that is sad because, like, I say fish a lot when I try to say stuff like that.
Official?
Like, yeah.
I probably just say official. It's kind of fish. I kind of say fish. It's like a deadened version of fish. I don't say official.
Official. Official.
Official. Anyway, yeah. So, but that brings us to our challenge.
Yes.
And we are going to continue to go on these cups, and eventually we're going to get through all these words. And then we'll start a whole new batch of words, but at least for this round trip around the world, yeah. I wonder if we'll even get through all these by the time we get all the way around back to South America. I kind of doubt it.
Me too.
Okay.
3 minutes or two?
Three.
Okay.
Okay. Am I going first or going first?
Yes, guys.
Okay. Here we go. Am I ready?
Yes.
Are we ready? And go. Say, they pull Santa's sleigh.
Reindeer.
Yes.
Oh, it's a gemstone, looks green.
Shade? Emerald. Emerald python. Emerald tree python.
Emerald not a butterfly, but a...
Hummingbird. Emerald moth.
Yes.
Moth, okay. the deadliest animal in Africa.
Hippo.
No.
Mosquito.
Yes.
What I saw when I was tipsy at the zoo.
A king cobra. A lizard. Okay, so the opposite of water.
Land.
What? No. What California does every year? We catch on.
What do we do every year? Catch. Oh, fire!
Yes. Oh my God. And the vampire that I talked about. The second word of that. It's a type of bird.
Finch.
Yes.
Fire finch.
Yes.
Never mind. What? This is probably... I don't... Do,
well, you just have to make me figure out what the words are.
Prickly trees are called...
Cactus.
No, they're trees.
What?
Like in the mountains.
Bonsai?
Those.
Oh, bamboo?
No, in the mountains.
That's
they have little leaves.
Pine trees.
Yes.
Prickly trees.
I don't even think you know what this mammal is. Okay, it's a small little rodent. It's not even a rodent.
A pine. It's a pine something. Yeah. A pine nut something. Nope, that was my thing.
I'm skipping this.
Skip it, skip it.
Go back in.
Struggle.
Oh, it's, I named it as my favorite cat, a small cat from Africa. It jumps high.
You did the serval.
Yes.
I was like, who did what? Oh, shit, me. oh, this is probably one of my favorite small cat from South America. We never got into that. They look like a smaller version of something spotted. They have them at the park, but
leopard?
We never see them. No.
Snow leopard?
No, at the park, small.
At the park.
At the animal park, they have them up by the condors, but they're never
Oh, ocelot.
Yes.
They're not there anymore.
I know, they're not there anymore, but they used to have them.
Okay, it's a very fast snake from Africa.
Yeah, mamba. A black mamba.
Yes.
Okay. Also, Kobe. Sad times. Oh, we did this. They're little assholes. And this was one of our animals of the week.
Oh, black-footed cat?
No. It's like a deer. Actually, it's an antelope.
Dick dicks.
Yes.
We were talking about this fish. Oh, wait. They're small fish in pet stores, breed like crazy.
Guppies. Mollies. Okay. Oh, God. 3 seconds. Oh, God, no. We're not getting through that.
I want to know what it was.
No, because we're going to do it next time.
What?
Put this
one
back
obviously
in.
Obviously, we're not going to remember what it was.
No, we will. Casey. 1, 2, 3, 4. We do it the same every time. Did you get 5 as well?
I got 5.
We did 10. Okay. This is terrible.
Because one of those in there, I guarantee you're never going to get.
That's very rude.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's because when I was coming up with them, I literally just looked up random animals I didn't know. Otherwise, it'd be too easy. Anyway, so we seem to always get 10. Casey, next time we do this, our goal is 11 at least. Okay?
Watch, we're going to drop to 6.
I think we've done worse before. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in for this very, shall we say, a catastrophe. episode of
Unbearable.
Casey, I love you right now. episode of the Animal Addicts podcast. And we look forward to chatting with you on the next episode, the 26th episode. Nothing special about 26.
Nope.
Episode of the Animal Addicts podcast. As always, we're your host, Allie.
And Casey.
And you have a fantastic week.
You could have said fantastic.
I was thinking that.
Oh my gosh.
As I was saying, I was like, fantastically. Ah, I'm spreading it to him. He's getting the pun.